The guys with the iPhones, they have to try a couple, two, three times, but they got it to work. I've got a Samsung, and I tried it with a Pixel. Not sure if I tried it with my Samsung. Yeah, I think I did. Anyhow, I could never get it to work with either my Pixel or my Samsung, whichever one I tried, but I could just never get it to work. So it's not very good. So which is presents a problem, because, you know, with this one here, there's no network jack, and there's no way to, you know, if the only USB jack it has is the one you power it with, and because the other one is being used by the hat. So there's really, unless you can power it off of a network adapter that you put into the USB, I don't know. I don't even know if you can do that off the first one, but it's a real problem for this particular model here, because getting the as long as you're good, as long as you got your Wi-Fi credentials in it, and you can get on your network initially, then you're good to go from there. So I'll just load it up with my phone hotspot, my Wi-Fi, my work Wi-Fi, and I'll always have something I'll be able to connect it to, so if I have to bail myself out.
Well, doesn't it have its own hotspot thing? If you can't connect to a Wi-Fi network, can't you connect to it directly with your phone?
Nope, I don't think he does that. I don't think he does that for any of his. That's an open spot thing, and also I think PiStar can do that now, can it? And that's what he should do. He should, here I'm going to say it should be easy enough to do, but I'm not the guy that's coding it. But you would think that would be the way to go, is to set it up so that it, it becomes its own Wi-Fi router, connect to it, configure it, and then, drop back out like the OpenSpot does. That's very, very well done, well thought out of the OpenSpot. But as far as I know, he does not implement that on any of his.